The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
Okay, so, what do we got to talk about this week?
In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Heroes of the Frame.
That's a good start.
Good evening, and welcome to the Keepers of the Fridge. What? Hi there, with me, please. This is the Dracula to my Frankenstein, Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up? I'm the what to your what now?
The Dracula to my Frankenstein.
Ah, Dracula. Okay.
Yeah.
Bud, good evening, Bud.
Fire bad.
Fire burn ya, Bud. Bumbaclot oil. I don't know if I can mix Dracula and Jamaican together. I don't
know that works. Now you die.
So,
what's up?
You know. The same old shit. Oh, also, I forgot to say welcome to our, month-long Halloween, spooky, spookalicious, spooka-llama-rama-ding-dong, spooky, there, special, there.
Our podcast is too spookalicious, oh yeah. Babe! Oh man. I hate that I just said anything about it. I hate it so much.
Now you die.
Oh, fucking button already. You're pissing me off with the fucking button. It's only been 2 minutes.
Yeah. So,
I'm very testy this week.
Yes. Well, we had a plan that we were going to do, and we mentioned it a little bit. We were going to start off with the new Hellraiser in 1 week for a review, and then move on to Halloween Ends for a review. And then, you know, COVID fucking hit us. We both got COVID around the same time, totally separate from each other, because we still haven't seen each other in person in like 2 years.
Longer than that.
I know, like, right?
3 years almost. Jeez.
But yeah, so we're both suffering from COVID. I don't know about you, but I think I'm over the worst of it, but I'm still congested. I still cough a lot, and I still get tired real easy and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think I'm coming around there, but it was a little scary there for a couple days.
So that kind of put the kibosh on our immediate plans. So, I didn't end up watching Hellraiser, so we're not going to do a full review of it, but I believe you will be talking about it, during the, recommendation section. Yes?
Some degree. I was going to go back and watch it, but I, to rewatch part of it because I don't know how I feel about it, but I'll get into it.
Yes. But in the meantime, we do have a few things to talk about, so let's get to it. So, looks like it's mostly Marvel stories this week. Crazy. So it looks like there's a rumor now that fans could finally be getting what they've been clamoring for since WandaVision, and that is Mephisto, possibly. The rumor is, and it hasn't been officially announced, so this is just a rumor, but the rumor is we will see Mephisto in the Ironheart series, which is a weird place to introduce him, but whatever. And also in the Agatha Harkness series. That makes more sense. And allegedly, the role was offered to Giancarlo Esposito, which would have been awesome. But he apparently turned it down for some reason. And so now the role of Mephisto allegedly is going to English actor Sacha Baron Cohen, who I'm
strange.
I'm only familiar with his stuff from, you know, Borat and Ali G and stuff. So I just from that, I can't really see him as Mephisto, but, you know, whatever. Do you know him from anything else?
Yeah, I think I've seen him in a few other things. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. The one I know he was in, I believe he was in Hugo, which was a Scorsese movie that, you know. I've seen him in a few things, yeah. I mean, I don't know, I think he's a talented guy, you know. So I think he could pull it off, I guess.
Yeah,
it's okay. A strange choice, but
It is kind of strange. Again, it is just a rumor, so. But
well, it's like I don't know what the fuck the tone is going to be either, you know.
Right.
I'm sure he's going to be, you know, it's going to be jokey and fucking, you know. So I don't know how I feel about that, but
well. Yeah, I guess it's okay. I guess we'll have to wait and see. I'll have to apply the Keith Ledger rule there and say, give him a chance. You know, maybe he'll actually be good. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It's definitely, it definitely seems like an odd choice.
Yeah. Like if I had to make a list of people that I wouldn't, he wouldn't be on there. I don't know who would be on there, but he wouldn't be on there.
Yeah. That would definitely not have occurred to me. Huh? We'll wait and see. The other thing is, like I said, they're saying his first appearance will be in Ironheart, and I'm kind of not crazy about that either. I don't, I mean, I guess they'll make it make sense, but.
Yeah, that seems really fucking weird.
It's also an odd choice. So, I'm hoping maybe this rumor will not come true, but we'll see. If it does, I'll give it a shot. I'm hoping for something else. All right. Well, that's, you know, that's all I have on that. So let's move on, shall we?
Yes.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
All right. Next up. Oh, okay. Yeah. So sticking with Marvel, there's a little bit of an update on the Marvel Zombies animated show coming. And the first bit of news is that it will be Marvel's first TVMA endeavor. So they're going, you know, they're going full mature. If they said if it was a movie, it would be an R-rated movie. And so I'm thinking we might not see, like, as much of the jokey stuff in this one. But we'll see.
Oh, there will be.
I'm sure. The other thing is, it's only going to be 4 episodes, which would be a new record for shortest Marvel series. Yep, 4 episodes. And
oh, man.
It's animated, so it might be only like 30 minutes each episode, so it's basically like a 2-hour movie, if that's the case.
Huh. When the hell is that supposed to come out? I mean, that would have been good.
Yeah, really. In time for Halloween, sure. Let's see. Release date.
No.
I do not see a release date here. Wait, animated series will arrive on Disney Plus at some point in 2024. My guess would be either they'll do the smart thing and release it in time for Halloween in October, or it'll be a summer thing. I could see them doing that as well.
Oh, well, it's still a while away there.
But I don't know. That one could be kind of a sleeper. It could be really, could turn out being really good. Who knows? We'll see. Although the What If Marvel Zombie episode was a little disappointing, but
I still haven't watched any of that yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No. Nah. Well, I did watch the Doctor Strange one, which everybody said that was the best one. Oh. And I didn't like that one.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't really love the series
as a whole. That's the best one. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I'm feeling that a lot about a lot of series right now, in general.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Well, yeah, unfortunately. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, let's move on, shall we? It's going to be a weird episode.
Okay.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Oh, we forgot to, at the beginning of the show, we did want to do our Keeper's condolences because there's been quite a few big deaths since our last episode. Of course, there was Angela Lansbury passed away. Some people may know her from Murder, She Wrote, but she's done a bunch of stuff. So that was a surprise a little bit. But like you said, you thought she was already dead.
Yeah, it was like one of the ones that I'm kind of like, oh.
It's kind of like the Abe Vigoda thing where everybody thought he had already died until he finally actually did die.
Yeah, but it was like way many years later.
Yeah, exactly. Angela Lansbury was 96, so she had a good long life.
Yeah.
And she's been in, according to IMDb, she's been acted in 112 different things. So, yeah. She had a pretty prolific career. She did some good stuff there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she did some voice work in Kingdom Hearts. That's interesting.
Well, she did. She was in the Beauty and the Beast movie. I think.
Right. I just thought of that right after I said that. I was like, oh yeah, duh. So yes, condolences. Next up, we have Robbie Coltrane has passed away, who some of our younger people will probably know him best as Hagrid on the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah. But my dad is always knows him from this movie called The Pope Must Diet, I believe it's called.
Must Diet?
That's like, yeah. That's been like, he's always pushing that movie on me. But I guess it's kind of hard to find, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. He's also been in, like, National Treasure, a whole bunch of other stuff. He's been around for a long time as well. He's a pretty good... He was a very good actor, I'd say. He's done some good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, he did a movie called... Oh, he did a series called Cracker!
Yeah.
Oh wow, he played.
Yeah, this is like the Pope Must Die. It's like I can't even find like. Well, they have like a VHS copy, but
he played Mr. Hyde in the Van Helsing movie.
What? Oh, the voice.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. The Pope Must Die. It came out in 1991. So yeah, we're sorry. We're sorry to see him go as well. And the last one that I'm aware of is kind of a blast from my past, of our past, someone I haven't heard from in a very long time, and that was actress comedian Judy Tenuta, who was 72, which that blows my mind. I didn't realize she was 72.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen her on talking about her on Twitter in the last couple of months and stuff. Mm. She had cancer, I believe.
That's a shame.
But I used to like her. She was funny.
Yeah, she was pretty funny. I used to like her comedy stuff and everything.
And there other than she had a freaking accordion. There was a,
yes.
There was a, like Weird Al and her like
yes. I wonder they must have done something together at some point. I would imagine.
They must have.
It would have been perfect fit.
Call everybody pigs. Pigs. It can happen. She was pretty funny. I know I haven't seen her in so long. I was like, holy shit.
I know, right? I had completely.
But I always get her mixed up with Julie Brown. You remember Julie Brown? The,
Yep.
Not the downtown Julie Brown, the other Julie Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's the one that
the went, home queen's got a gun there.
Yeah. Is she the one? Wait, which one's the one that went crazy right wing? Was that her or downtown? I don't remember.
What? Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember.
Well, I hope it ain't her. What the fuck?
Like, one of them's been on, like, Fox News and stuff. And all that. Yeah. I can't remember.
Wait, there was an old MTV host that's been on there, the Kennedy girl. But
oh yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. That's who I'm thinking of. Yeah, that's right. She's the crazy right wing one. Okay, thank you for clearing that up for me. COVID brain.
Yeah. But Julie Brown, you know who that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, I always get them mixed up because I haven't seen or heard of either of them in so long. I was like, oh shit.
I know, right? And then did you say there was a couple other smaller, lesser known ones, or I don't want to say smaller.
But yeah, but I can't remember. I can't remember who.
So, we got that. Glad I remembered that, because we would like to offer our condolences to all of their friends, family, and fans. You will all be missed. All right.
Yeah, but you remembered it in the middle of the fucking story. It's like, totally killed any fucking momentum. So, congratulations.
Thanks. Moving on.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Next up, actor Keanu Reeves has stated that he would love to join the MCU, and he would love to play the character of Ghost Rider.
Which one?
He did not specify.
Huh. I don't hate it.
Yeah, right. I don't either, but I don't. I'm not like, yeah, I would love to see that. I'm just kind of like,
But isn't he like 60 something?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I mean, he's still in good shape and everything, but I mean, I just feel weird. It just feels weird to cast people that are, you know, in their 60s for a role that could potentially, you know, let's say on the conservative end, be, you know, like 10 years. I mean, you know, between each movie or whatever else.
Right.
It just seems like once you hit your stride, you're going to have to cast them. That's what I don't get.
Yeah, that angle of it, that's a little odd, but I don't know. I do, however, think that he wouldn't be any worse than Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Yeah, but we definitely wouldn't get creeping at the door. We're gonna get that shit going on. It's gonna come out. It's coming out.
Creeping at the door. Oh, that was so amazing.
That shit was amazing. It was amazing. It was worth the 2 hours just for that one scene.
Yeah, definitely.
And then where he's like screaming and it's like coming out of his nose and shit. Yes. And his eye gets real big.
Oh, that shit was fucking insane. Oh, man.
I remember nothing of that movie other than that one part.
Yeah, I don't either. Not a single fucking thing. Just that part. Good stuff.
But I'd love to see Ghost Rider come back.
Yeah, definitely.
And get like a good movie would be nice.
Yes, very good. Very nice. I would love that. Ghost Rider is one of my favorite characters, and I would really love to see him done right.
Yeah, I mean, he's just fucking cool.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a skeleton on fire that rides a motorcycle that is also on fire. Like,
right.
How do you give any... he's possessed by a fucking hell demon. Like, how fucking...
Yes.
How can you make that not cool?
I know, right? Well, they did it. They found a way.
I don't understand.
I know, it blows my mind. You think it would...
You have to really work to make that suck, mm-hmm. I feel like that you have to really try.
Yeah, you actually have to actually purposely try to make it suck. But apparently, you don't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go back and watch. I haven't seen those in so long.
You know what? I kind of do too, in a way. Maybe.
And I have the 3-hour director's cut of the first one or some holy shit. Holy.
Something. That's.
Like that.
3 hours is too like, you remember much.
Hey. 3 hours too much. That's what they were doing all those movies that they sucked, and they were like, they released the record cuts, I'm guessing trying to get some money back from, because I had like the Daredevil cut, which is a little better actually.
Yeah.
But I have the Electro Devil director's cut, which is not better. The Fantastic Four director's cut, which is maybe a tad better. Yeah. The Punisher director's cut.
Oh, yeah.
I got all the director's cuts. Shit. But, I don't know. That one is the one that hurts. I mean, I like Nicolas Cage, but
I don't know. Exactly. That's the other thing. Like, I do like Nicolas Cage, and I would love, at first I thought, oh, yeah, he might do a good job, but then he,
I don't really know. I'm trying to watch my monkey movie. Tour bus watching a fucking monkey movie.
Oh man. What are you doing?
But that's cool. They start bringing in all the supernatural Marvel elements there.
Yes. Yes.
Fucking down for that shit.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Let's do it!
Yeah. You know what else we should do? We should move on.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass!
Next up on the list, another MCU rumor, and that is, the latest rumor is that they could be looking to get Harrison Ford, Han Solo himself, to take over the role of General Thaddeus Ross, Thunderbolt Ross.
Yes, I've heard this. Yes.
I don't know. I hate to say it, but I don't think I like that idea.
You ass! It's Harrison fucking Ford, you fuck. He's a national fucking treasure. Mm-hmm. He's fucking Han Solo. He's fucking Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. He's the guy in the Blade Runner. I can't remember his name right now.
Decker, yeah.
Decker. He was the fucking the president in the Air Force One.
Yep, sure was.
He was
sure
the one armed. Well, he didn't do it. One armed man guy did it. The fugitive.
He's the fugitive.
Besmirch his fucking name.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it either. I don't know.
Not sure why either, but I don't know.
Well, I think he could pull off being a grumpy asshole pretty well.
Sure.
I can just picture him with that stash. They should bring Sam Elliott back. He was good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know that, that was not in the MCU there, but now they got the multiverse.
Multiverse.
He was good. I liked him as Ross there.
Wait, which movie was that in?
The Ang Lee Hulk movie.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's, yeah. He'd be a good choice. He's already got the stash.
He's got half of the job is already there. It's been on his face since fucking 1973.
And hell, his mustache is almost as good an actor as he is.
It might be like a Samson fucking thing. Like, if he shaved that shit, he might.
Yeah, right.
It might be like local theater level, you know. It might be all in the sash. That shit's been marinating on his face for fucking 60 years. It might actually be like a fucking parasite. It's like a symbiosis. Fucking. Because it never thins, it never changes shape. It's a constant. It's one thing you can bet on is, yep, Sam Elliott's mustache. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm having COVID delirium
about Sam Elliott's mustache.
Excuse me.
Two people in this world.
It's weird when I cough. Hmm? Oh, what were you gonna say?
I didn't say there's two people in this world known for their stash: Sam Elliott and Tom Selleck.
Which he shaved that shit off.
Yeah, and it wasn't right.
It's not right.
It's not right.
Weird Al too. I've gotten used to it, but
oh, like, yes. Hey, weird, yes.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah, really. Mr. Stash.
Baloney curls, mustache. That's what you gotta do. You can't fucking.
Yep.
And it's a weird thing when I cough. I have like I sound like a fucking velociraptor. You have that going on? You got that high pitched weird whistle noise?
No. The velocicough.
It's very weird. I'm like, oh shit, I sound like a velociraptor.
Yeah, so.
So.
What the fuck? Harrison Ford. Thunderbolt Ross. I don't know. Plus, if they ever want to do the Red Hulk, I don't see Harrison Ford in. Well, I mean, I don't know.
He is so not gonna fucking do any motion capture.
That's, yeah, I know, right? No fucking way. No fucking way.
Yeah, he can't. It'll be weird too, because I'm like, well, the one thing always pissed me off about the Red Hulk was that, you know, like, he turns into the Hulk and then his mustache disappears. Like, where the fuck did that go? did his upper lip got gamified so much that it, like, absorbed the fucking mustache? Like, it's... I don't understand. I don't know. That always bothered me.
I know. Well, because
when they were like, oh, we don't know who it is.
Right. That was the thing. They're like, oh, we don't know who it is. So they couldn't do the stash because they were trying to keep him secret, and then,
yeah, but you can't fucking just Cesar Romero that shit. Like, when he just like paints it over or something, like, what the fuck? That was always that always bothered me. I'm like, that's some cheap shit. You can't just take the mustache off.
I know, that always bothered me too. I was like, come on, just have him shave, and that's why he doesn't have the fucking mustache when he's Red Hulk. Whatever, fine, you know. No, they wanted to keep it a secret, so they're like, what are we gonna do about the mustache? Red Hulk loses it. How? Who the fuck cares? It's a comic book. Nobody will care. Oh, but we care. We care.
It's like a fucking, what do they call it? A Merkin? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, except that don't go on your face.
Well.
But, yeah. good point.
Snapping it on and off there.
Face smirking. Smirking through the merkin.
Smirking through the merkin.
Ouch. I know. starts to laugh too hard. All right, on that note, let's move on, shall we? Me.
Okay.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Coughing break.
I know, I'm trying not to do it.
So, Blade. Little movie coming out. It's supposed to be coming out from Marvel. You know, we may have mentioned previously that it's been having a few issues. Well, it's still having issues. They still need to find a new director and all this other shit. So, basically, Blade is being delayed. Blade is delayed. Which really is not a surprise given all the shit that's been coming out about them, about the movie. So, it was supposed to be coming out November 3rd, 2023, but now it is coming out September 6th, 2024. And what does that mean for other movies? Well, Deadpool 3 has been pushed back from 9/6/24 to 11/8/24. Fantastic Four has been pushed back from 11/8/24 to 2/14/25. And according to this, Avengers Secret Wars has been pushed back from 11/7/25 to 5/1/26. Yeah. So, you know, as much as I would love to see, as much as I'm hoping, waiting to see Blade and excited about it, it kind of sucks that this is happening.
Yeah.
It is very concerning.
But if it was looking bad, I'd rather have it be delayed than come back and suck.
Exactly. Yeah. So it sucks, but yeah, I'd rather it have a good film than have it come out quicker.
I just wonder with Mahershala Ali there, you know, like, do you want to fucking wait around or what?
Exactly. Well, he's probably under contract, so he might have to, or he'll break his contract.
Yeah, but I mean, I think usually they're like, you know, because they have to allot a certain amount of time to film it.
Right, right.
And now that's not going to happen.
Right.
So it's like, go, can you just wait around for another year or something?
Yeah, just hang out, you know.
I mean, shit, if they're going to pay him to do that, then cool, but probably not.
All right, yeah. I'd be down with that. Oh, you're still going to pay me, but you want me to just hang around for 6 months? Okay.
Cool.
I'm down with that.
And another thing, too, like, I think I like him. Like, I haven't seen a hell of a lot of his shit.
Right.
But, like, in Luke Cage, at first I didn't like him, but then he became, like, my favorite thing of that, and then he died, and I was like, oh. But I really liked him.
Yeah, I did too. I was the same way at first. I was like, eh. But then all of a sudden I liked him. And then when they killed him, I was like, oh, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, like some bitch. I mean, spoilers from Luke Cage.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, spoilers too.
But another thing too, like, I'm not trying to be ageist or anything because I'm an old motherfucker too. But I'm like, he's kind of old. I just feel like it's weird. I mean, he's still, you know, in great shape or whatever. And
is he that
but old? I just feel like it's. I think he's kind of up there. I'm like, not like wicked old, but I think in the 50 range.
Okay. I see your point.
I don't know. Let me see how old he is. Yeah, he's like, well, he's like the same age as you. Oh, he was actually born 2 days before you.
No shit. Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, so he's not like, you know, old, but I mean.
Right.
You know,
right?
Well, like, we want to see your fucking ass running around, fucking go to school. No, I do want to see that. I know, I just find it's weird. I'm like, you know, I mean, Corey, does doesn't mean his career is over, but it's just weird that you're starting a new franchise with somebody that, you know, because these movies take a while.
Right.
So come out with the first Blade movie, which is already going to be a couple of years, so he's going to be 50. Right. And then he might show up in another cameo somewhere, but I mean, until he gets another movie, probably another 4 years or so.
Right.
Maybe. So I'm like, you're already in deep in, you know, you're already like halfway through your 50s.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I just don't understand that.
Yeah, you make a good point there.
I think they should be at least starting at maybe, you know, 30s, mid 30s or something. But, you know, I don't know. I feel weird. I don't saying that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels weird.
I'm exactly
like,
what hey, you're saying,
start a potential franchise to go on for, you know.
Right.
But I'm picking somebody that's already, you know, kind of is older, you know. Right. Same with Robert Downey Jr. there. I mean, they got a good chunk of years out of him, but.
But if he was younger, they probably could have gotten more.
Yeah.
I totally get what you're
saying. It's just one of those weird things you don't have to worry about in comics, you know, because they don't really age, really, you know.
Right. Certainly not realistically.
No.
Maybe by the time they get Blade done, he'll be retired and he'll be like, I ain't doing that shit.
Like, I'm fucking good, man. I ain't eating fucking steamed chicken for the every day and fucking working out and fucking, I'm gonna get some froyo, motherfucker.
Steamed chicken. Gross.
Yeah, like I remember hearing like their diet, that little shit that they would have to eat, like keep in shape and stuff.
Right.
Like, it's fucking miserable.
Oh shit.
And it's like every day for like years. It's like, oh shit.
Yeah. That would kind of suck.
That's one good thing about COVID. I think I lost like 10 pounds or something.
I did too. I lost COVID like 10 diet. Pounds. Maybe a little more than that. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Well, my taste and smell are gone, and I'm like,
I haven't totally
everything. Every time I eat anything, you what?
I haven't lost mine totally. Everything tastes funny, but it doesn't. I haven't completely lost it, but my wife has.
Oh yeah, how's she doing?
About the same as us, you know, surviving.
Yeah, it sucks though. Like, yeah, I haven't like completely lost it, but yeah, it's just weird.
Mm.
So what I'm eating, it's just like this. It's starting to come back a little bit, but it's like just all I can have is the texture, and that's it. And it just kind of fucks with me. Like, I don't want to get too crazy, you know. One thing that's killing me, I went to McDonald's one day, and I got like a Big Mac and shit, and I was eating like nuggets and shit, and I was like, I can't do this. So I have like a Big Mac in my fridge that's been there for like 3 days, and it just blows my mind that I let a Big Mac go to waste, and it just taunts me. I'm like, but now it's like, you know, I don't know what the shelf life of a Big Mac is, but it probably isn't that long.
Probably not. No.
Or it might be forever. I don't. It might be you know, it could be either a couple days or all the preservatives and all the other fucking shit. It could last forever. I don't know. But it kills me that I'm like, I went there to spend like $20 on fucking food, and I'm like, and I couldn't eat any of it.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
And like, I mean, like toast and shit. I don't know why I went off on that tangent, but fun with COVID.
Man, weren't we fucking, what the hell, we were talking about fucking, what the hell were we talking about?
Fucking Blade?
Oh yeah, Blade. Yep, Blade's in trouble.
Oh, the diet and then losing weight? Oh, that's where it is. Okay.
Yeah. Alright, let's move on.
Okay.
Game we saw, we kicked its ass!
So that's actually it for our Marvel stuff. So now we'll move on to a couple other things. Number one, first off, is They have released a trailer for the upcoming Super Mario Brothers animated movie. What'd you think?
I don't think it was that bad. I thought it looked pretty good. I think Jack Black sounded good.
Yes, yes.
Because he doesn't really sound like him, whatever they use on his voice.
Right.
So that's good.
Yeah. The I don't know about the Chris Pratt as Mario, though.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing he said was kind of like, but then he said something about, something about the Mushroom Kingdom there, which didn't sound bad. It sounded like it had like a little flavor there. And
true.
I mean, it's not enough. I mean, people are like all fucking freaking out about it and shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'll be.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fine. I mean, I don't know why they didn't get Charles Martinet to do it, but I'm guessing they probably wanted him to be more of a character. Because, you know, Mario was he. Wow! Let's go! Wow! You know, he just was not really.
That's actually pretty good. They could have got you to do it.
Yeah, shit. I could have been fucking cheap.
Yeah.
But I guess they want to, you know, have him more of a range there. But I mean, I guess. I think Charles Martinet could do that, but it would be weird.
Right. And, you know, they wanted a big name actor, and so.
Yeah, but it's. I mean, he's so synonymous with Mario, though. At this point, it's just like, well,
yeah.
Right? I mean, he's a voice actor. Why the fuck? Why would you fuck with that?
I know. That's it. Yeah, that's a whole different topic there.
Yeah, it's just strange because Well, for one, he probably would be cheaper than fucking Chris Pratt. I'm sure.
Yeah. No shit. Right.
And everybody. That would be a win-win. Everybody would be unhappy about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then I found weird. Well, I mean, I don't know, something with Chris Pratt. I don't know. I know he's religious or whatever, and I don't know what kind of bullshit he's been talking about.
Oh, right.
But people seem to be not on board with him. And
yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really dived too deep into that there, but.
Yeah, I just kind of know the basics of it, like you just said.
Yeah. I'm sure there's stupid shit there.
I'm sure.
But, yeah. Well, that was the point I was going to make, though. I don't know. Well, I heard then people are like, oh, is he going to do an Italian accent? And then that's a problem. And I'm like,
right.
Oh, I don't know, man. It's just like, I feel like our world is just getting so fucking stupid that I can't. Can't handle it anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like they're like, oh, he has to be an Italian American to do a fucking Italian. I'm like, I mean, I'm a fucking Italian, and I'm like, whatever. I don't give a shit. Okay.
I don't think you know, it's the world's getting more stupid. I think it's always been stupid, but I think it's more vocal now, so you hear more shit.
But everybody's just offended about everything, you know. Which I mean, there's definitely certain things to be offended about for fucking sure.
But yeah, right.
It's just like there's no end to it now. It's just like, oh, fucking Christ. Fucking Christ. Well, that's probably offensive to somebody. Well, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know. It's just like they're like, oh, can he do the fucking Italian? I'm like, what? what are we doing, man? It's fucking Mario. I don't want him to sound, I want, you know, he needs a little zhuzh there, you know? It needs a little of the accent. Right. Do I have to? Do I want them to go fucking get somebody from fucking Italy and be like, okay, you have to do the accent because you're the only person. Like, no. Well, I don't give a shit.
I know, right?
I don't know. I don't know how big of a thing that is, but I've heard people talking about that. I'm like,
yeah, I have too. Yeah.
So, like, if he's going to do the accent, then. People are going to be pissed. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck.
But if he doesn't do the accent, people will be pissed. And
yeah, it's like, what, are we going to make him sound like a British guy? Like, I don't know.
It is me, a Mario.
It is I, Mario. Whoa! Luigi. I can't even think of stuff he says.
Me either. I know, right?
He doesn't really say anything. It is I, Mario.
Could you please direct me towards the princess?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Oh, shit. The princess is in another castle. Oh, bloody hell. Yeah, like, I don't fucking know, man. Is that the only accent that's safe for anybody to fucking do, I guess?
Yeah, I know, right?
I think, I don't know. Are people giving fucking Dick Van Dyke shit still? I don't forget the fucking chimney sweep fucking. Come down! I don't know. It's just too damn much.
I know.
It looks like it's going to be okay. I don't know. I don't really.
Yeah.
The Chris Pratt thing, it's, you know, I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Right. And there you have it. There is the word from the keepers on the Mario movie. Let's move on.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
And that brings us to our final story, which is a little update on The Witcher Blood Origin, which I still haven't watched season 2 of The Witcher yet, have you?
No, what the fuck is the Blood Origin thing?
So The Witcher Blood Origin is a mini series adapted from The Witcher book series. It is a prequel to the Netflix show. I think it's, I forget how many years ahead, but it's like, it's not with, what's his name? Geralt? It's like,
yeah, Geralt.
It's like the beginnings of the Witchers and stuff. Okay, here we go. It says here, it is situated thousands of years before, Geralt's story begins. The main storyline of Blood Origin depends on the conjunction of the spheres, the time period.
Sorry.
Everything okay over there?
Yeah, I was trying to be far enough away. I don't know if I was, though.
This is the time period wherein the elves, monsters, and humans come together to reside in the world of the series. There is no trailer, but I believe... It's coming out in December, I believe.
Wasn't there a prequel animated series to some shit?
Yeah. Yes.
That, like, follows, I can't remember his name, but, like, his mentor.
Yeah.
That happened. Right?
I believe.
So this is a prequel that's before that, too, probably?
I think so.
It's a prequel to the prequel? Can you do that? You can have a prequel before the prequel.
What do you call that? The pre-prequel?
I don't know. Like, you call that the fucking beginning. You gotta make a line in the fucking sand and say, this is where it starts, okay?
There is nothing before this line.
Yeah. I was gonna say, this is where it begins.
The Witcher.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of that. I'm planning to, I think, but
I know I want to. It's been almost a year since season 2 came out now.
I know. Now, I haven't watched The Boys yet. The new season of The Boys.
Me either. What the fuck? What is wrong with
I haven't watched Sandman yet.
No. Damn.
That.
Me either.
I know, but they're probably already getting canceled. I didn't even get a chance to watch it yet.
I know, right?
I heard something about Sandman. I don't know if they are canceling it, but I heard something like that. And I was like, oh, shit.
Not. Well, I heard it was pretty good, though.
I heard it starts off good, then it kind of meanders, and then it finishes strong. Excuse me, Jesus. Excuse me, Jesus.
Oh, man. And now there's more of everything will be coming, and it's killing me. They're killing me with entertainment. They're killing me with entertainment, man.
It's too much.
Too much.
What pisses me off is that when I actually decide to watch any of it. It's not been that entertaining. Some of it is. But that's the part that chaps my ass. I'm like, I'm investing my time into this, and it kind of fucking sucks.
I know,
or it's just very middle of the road, and you're like, ugh. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people got different tastes and whatever. I mean, some people might really love whatever. But I've been finding I've been not completely loving a lot of shit that I'm like, ugh. So I'm invested an hour or so every fucking week for how many episodes, and I'm just like, do I really like this? I don't think so.
It's the opposite of McDonald's. I'm not loving it.
Not loving it. Not loving it.
Not loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's move on, shall we?
Okay.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
That's going to be it for our stories this evening. So now it's time to move on to our Keeper's recommendations. And I thought I didn't have anything to recommend this week, but then I forgot I do have something to recommend this week. So I'll just do that real quick. And that is the new Quantum Leap is out, and I have watched it, and I have to say, at first I wasn't sure about it, but I kind of like it. It's kind of grown on me. I will say,
I don't know, I saw a little bit, and I was like, meh. I mean, I didn't actually watch it, but I saw like a trailer and shit, and I was like, meh.
Yeah, I was like that too, but I watched it, and it was, you know, I mean, it's not like amazing, but it was pretty decent, pretty good. For one thing, it is a direct tie-in to the original, so much that, you know, they talk about all the time about Sam Beckett disappearing and trying to find him, and, you know, they mention Al. Of course, he passed away because Dean Stockwell has, but so it is. It's a direct continuation.
Oh, I thought it wasn't.
No, oh, it is. It is. Yes.
Oh, that makes it more interesting to me.
Exactly. And there's a new team, and they, you know, like I said, they're trying. In part, they're trying to find Sam Beckett and everything, and it's kind of cool too because they show more like present day stuff as well. So there's like a nice mix of the, you know, back in the past and then you get to see a little.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's
yeah, because I thought I saw something that they were talking about Scott Bakula and he was like not involved at all, and I was like and then I guess I just assumed that they were just doing their own thing, and I was like, oh man, right, why would you do that? But if they actually find fucking Sam Beckett, that would be fucking amazing.
I'm not going to say that that's definitely going to happen, but it seems like a possibility.
That would be great. Mm. He's been fucking floating around for fucking...
I know, right?
That's the most interesting story to tell right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what you do after that, but...
I know, yeah.
I mean, well, you could do like have it in the present day, I mean, in the future part, or... have a, you know, debrief and say, what the fuck, where you've been, what's been going on.
Sure, sure. Who knows? They could go in.
I feel like he should be brought in to be,
I feel like he should,
like, at least be brought in as, like, a new Al kind of character.
Oh, something. That would be awesome, yeah.
And he could help the, whoever's out there doing shit.
Mm. So,
that would be interesting to me.
Yeah, that would be. but yeah, there you go. Quantum Leap. It's pretty decent. Definitely better than I was expecting.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck that show.
Mm.
But now you've piqued my interest because I really loved the original. It was fucking great.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I haven't seen it in a long time, but I fucking loved it.
Love that show.
It was great.
Yes. So there we go.
Cool.
Yeah. So do you want to move on to your stuff, or should we cover the She-Hulk finale first?
We can do that, I guess.
She-Hulk? All right, so the final episode of She-Hulk has aired, so the series is now done. So, I don't know. Like, some of it I really liked, some of it I didn't like so much. It's a little bit of a mixed bag
for me. Man, there was like some of it. I mean, there's probably 2 to 3 episodes that I actually liked.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it was kind of fucking painful in a way. Like, I just didn't understand, like, the idea, like, there was elements there that I'm like, I just don't get it. Because I like She-Hulk, and I'm like, you know, I've read comics and shit, and I like what they've done with the breaking the fourth wall and all that shit. But, right. they didn't have any, like, character development. Like, it was just like you know, like a sitcom, like there wasn't any like growth of the character. Like the episode where Daredevil showed up, that's the most character growth she's had in the whole fucking show, and it was the episode before the last one. Like that episode was fucking great. I thought I loved that.
Yeah,
Like, this is where they should be. They had some of the fucking the lawyer part, some of the superhero roaring part. I was like, that's perfect. This is what this show should be. And then the last episode, I don't know, it was just fucking weird. I was with that stuff it was building to, and then they were just like, man, we're not going to do that. Fuck it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like that.
And then they show like fucking Hulk's son real quick. I'm like, what the
fuck? I know. And then that was it. The final episode is a perfect example of how I felt about the whole series. Like, there's parts of the episode that I was really enjoying, and then there's other parts where I was like, eh, I don't know, and then some, I don't know.
It was just fucking weird.
Yeah.
I just don't think the writing was strong enough for, because I think some of the ideas on paper probably sounded good, you know, or it was interesting.
Right.
But the execution was just like, whoa, what the fuck are we doing, man? Like, it's just weird shit that I'm like, I don't know, man. I wanted to like it way more than I did, but.
Yeah.
But as a character, like, I still want She-Hulk to be around, like.
Oh, definitely, yeah. She's a great character.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about a season 2 there, but I mean, if she shows up in other things, that would be cool, or maybe season 2, but I'm like, I don't know. It just would have been nice if there was more of an arc to her character, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was like at the beginning, she's like, I got this, I ain't worried about it, or right, whatever. Yeah. And then it would have been nice to see, you know, that she's like, okay, you don't have this, or you learn to, you know, try to incorporate being a hero. You know, like just learn, you know, just learn from throughout the show and change and become a, you know, mm-hmm. like she sort of did, but not really, you know? It was just like,
Right.
And what's annoying is a lot of the episodes ended with alluding to something more interesting going to happen, and then when you get there, you're like, oh, we're not doing any of that. It's like, oh. But then that guy, whatever this Todd or whatever I don't remember what his name was, but I'm like, I don't really think that was interesting, but.
Oh, yeah.
But then it wasted, like, the wreck crew and the whole, it was just like, what was the point? Why bother bringing them into it and then just making a joke out of it? And then that's one thing I never get too, is like she went to that thing with fucking Abomination there, that the getaway place, and they have one of the Wrecking Crew guys there, and she never asked him once who the fuck she works for or anything. Like yeah. You, the last time I saw you, you jumped me and tried to fucking, you know, like she's, I mean, she would got mad at him because she recognized him, but she didn't never like follow it up and be like, hey, what was that about? I don't know. It's just fucking weird. Mm. I don't know, but it's whatever.
Yeah. So
I hope she keeps on in some capacity.
Oh, she will. I've heard rumors about a season 2, but nothing's been officially announced. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they'll be fucking bitching about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I get it on some levels, but I mean, you know, I don't know.
Right.
It's just, everything's a fucking thing now. It's a whole fucking thing. All.
Yeah.
But it was cool to see Daredevil. Daredevil.
Yeah.
He felt.
That was awesome. The way.
Pretty right. Like
a. Yeah. So I like the way that they brought him in and everything.
Yeah.
So let's move on to our other thing, and that is the Werewolf by Night Halloween special that they released. I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was... I only have one problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the first 10 minutes, they have three different people telling you what's going on. And I'm like, okay... I understand, but they spent the, you know, I'm like, it's only 50 minutes, and they spent the first 10 minutes telling you what's going on. I'm like, yeah, I got it.
Okay.
There was, like, the narrator, then there was fucking the lady, and then I'm like, oh. So that was a little concerning at first. I was like, oh, what are we doing? Like, I got it. We all got it. But yeah, I thought it was cool. Yeah. It's cool to have, like, you know, Elsa Bloodstone and fucking... Man Thing was fucking cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. They even did. I love when he grabbed, you know, he grabbed the guy's head and he just melted his head. That was freaking awesome.
Yeah, I was like, ooh. It's already better than the Man Thing movie that came out. remember that shit?
Yeah. More than I'd like to.
We watched it together, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
No, it was. Yeah, no. Not great.
And the Werewolf by Night character, like I'm a little aware of him, but I don't really know too much about that.
I thought they did a pretty good job with
but
him.
I like that actor.
Yeah, the actor is good.
I like him. He's good. I can't remember. I've seen him in a few things, but but yeah, I thought it was cool. Like it didn't feel like a universal. I mean, it was just shot in black and white, but to me, it didn't feel like a old horror movie.
No, but it felt like an homage, if you will. An homage to the old.
But then I didn't see people like confused by when it went to color, but I'm like, I thought that was good because it showed like it was a good like classic horror introduction to these characters, but then it brought them to color and then saying, okay, now they're actually part of the MCU now, you know,
like, yes, exactly.
I thought it connected it just by adding color, connected it instantly.
Right.
Because if they left it in black and white, you'd be like, oh, was that like a different time period or whatever the fuck?
Right.
Like bring it automatically goes, okay, they can show up anywhere and you'd be all right with it. At least that's what it felt like to me. And I was like,
yeah,
totally. Cool. That little trick at the end just made it.
I know. I love that. It was connected. A small little thing, but it really did. Connected all. Loved it. I loved it.
Yeah. Like, I was like, loved it. It was pretty good. I was pleasantly surprised by that.
Yeah, me too. And most of all, it was a fun watch.
Yeah.
So,
good and job. I like the Elsa character is good.
Yes.
And, well, the guy at her father there, that reminds me of something, because I wanted to do that at my funeral, but... Not exactly the same thing, but I was like, oh.
Yeah, right. I could totally see that.
So I could kind of see how that goes down.
Love it. Right.
But yeah, it was a nice little surprise there.
Yeah, it was just fun. So that's it for what we both have. So now I'll leave it in your capable hands. Oh. What?
One thing.
Ooh.
I have one other thing. Are you caught up on the House of the Dragon at all?
I have not seen the latest episode yet.
You mean the one that's going to happen today or the one before?
No, the one from last week. I haven't watched that one.
Just quickly on that, how are you liking that?
I'm really enjoying it.
I am too, but the time jumps are fucking me up, man.
Me too. Wicked bad. I'm like, wait, what's going...
Because at first I wasn't... Yeah, because I'm like, at first I haven't been watching what's going to come next week.
Mm.
So I had no idea that there was going to be just fucking time jumps. And I'm like,
right.
What the fuck? Like, it took me so long to go. I'm like, because some characters are completely recast, but other ones are the same.
Yeah, that's the part that really fucked with me.
And they look the same. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. How much fucking time is...
Right.
And what's weird is that they introduce like an idea, like, oh, this person could get married, or this person, you know, that could be something mm-hmm. there. And then the next episode, they're married and have like three kids. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? I feel like it's like if I was writing a story about friends from high school and I just, if I only chimed in on the story every time I saw them every fucking decade or so, you know, like,
yeah.
It's just crazy to me. But I mean, it overall works. There's been a couple parts where I was like, what? Mm. Like that I thought was kind of weird or kind of didn't work, but then it kind of smooths out as it goes along.
Right.
But it's insane, like, how much time is passing in each episode.
I know. I'm like, what's going to happen with other seasons? There are other seasons, right?
I know. And, like, other than the main couple of people, like, everybody else, like, all the kids, like, they keep changing. I'm like, I don't even know the fuck.
I know.
I can't keep track of
I know
who anybody the fuck is.
And,
But I am liking it, but it's completely fucking with me.
Yeah. And like when they did the big time jump where they switched the actors out, that one, that really fucked with me. I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, because at first I was like, what is happening? Because this person, it starts off with the person's pregnant. I'm like,
right.
Who the fuck is this? I'm like, I think I know yeah. who it is.
I was like, who the fuck? And I was like, oh shit, wait a minute. Okay.
And then the guy she was with, I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, is that the Kristen guy, but he's older now? I'm like, oh, wait, no, it isn't.
Right.
The Kristen guy is there, but he looks exactly the fucking same.
Mm.
But he doesn't even look older. He looks exactly the fucking same the last time I saw him, which was just an episode ago.
the only thing that did kind of bum me out a little, which is I understand it, but some of them have become real assholes when they get older.
Yeah. And there's, yeah, it's fucking weird. Like, I like it, but it's really fucking jarring.
Yeah.
And like Matt Smith, he looks exactly the fucking same.
I know.
Like,
he has an age okay. of the day.
Because there's another time jump in the last one that you.
Oh, really?
Okay. Like every episode is a time jump.
Mm.
So that's just it's fucking weird. I'm just not used to that.
I know.
I think it's okay, but it's just fucking weird.
Yeah, it just.
But I also just feel like I can't get connected to anybody because they're fucking. They're different every fucking time. I'm like, oh, okay.
And it really fucks with your head.
And they don't really like. They're just like, this is what we're doing. And keep up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't like when shows over explain. But at the same time, like, I'm like, can you just maybe.
Just take a minute, just a quick second there to.
Give me some fucking cliff notes at the beginning, like just saying real quick. This is who this person is. That kid is that person that you saw in two episodes for two seconds.
Right.
Now they're grown and have children. And you're like, oh, okay.
And these are their kids.
Yeah.
And this is their kid, and that's that kid, and yeah.
Yeah, a little help would be nice, but I am liking it overall.
Yeah, I am too. I really am.
All right. So now we will move on.
Moving on.
To my recommendations. I was trying to do a whole bunch of horror movies was my goal.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got sick and I was like, it didn't really
COVID.
Turn out. COVID. I do have a couple that I forgot to mention, but so I think I'm going to add a couple.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait a second.
Uh-huh.
I just got to look up one thing real quick. Okay. All right, here we go.
Uh-huh.
So, first, for the week, I watched Hellraiser. They have the new one.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I wanted to go back because I think I was kind of dipping in and out because I was sick, you know, right. At that point. So, but I did rewind it. I did watch it, but I don't know how I feel about it. I don't feel like I loved it, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if I think it's bad or not. I don't think that, but there was something that was a disconnect for me that
okay.
kind of sucked. Because I'm like, oh, I was kind of looking forward to that.
Right.
So, I don't know where I'm on that one. But next, I saw Smile, which, you know, I saw the trailers or whatever, and I was like, well, that looks like fucking shit. Or like the, you know, generic fucking.
Right.
You know, stupid shit that I was like, but to be honest, I actually liked it way more than I thought I would.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Like, it's a pretty standard, you know, it's not any great surprise or anything, but I thought it was done pretty competently, and it was like
cool,
fairly effective for what it was. Like, it was kind of a good watch, which I totally wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, right.
The one thing that was fucking with me, like, they kind of show the thing at the end there, whatever, and the demon thing, it looks like the lead singer from, was it Dead Can Dance? You know, the spin me right round, right round guy? Well, Pete Burns, I think his name was. But, like, in the later years, it kind of looks like, so that was kind of fucking with me. Because that's all I can. You spin me right round. I was like, okay. But, I don't know, I thought it was pretty good. Like, I'm actually really, that's a big shock to me that I actually enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
Because I don't like any of that fucking shit usually. And I was like, it was kind of a good time.
Interesting.
And I also watched a movie called Terrified, which is an Argentinian film from 2017, I believe. Which I was hearing how scary and fucked up it was. And which, it's weird, like, it was okay, but I found, like, there was a disconnect. Like, all the things that were happening in it were horrible. Like, if you were in real life, if you were there, you'd be like, this is terrible. But there was some of the way that was shot, there was a disconnect, because the first major, like, death thing, there was, like, the kind of a spoiler, but there was this guy, and he heard this banging around in his bathroom or whatever, right? And he goes in there. And it's like his girlfriend is just floating around and, like, smacking into the wall. And she's all, like, bloody and fucked up. And she keeps bouncing, you know, like, just banging off the walls. And he doesn't understand what's going on. So if you walked into that, that would be horrifying.
Certainly. But
for some reason, the way it was shot, that shit made me laugh. And I felt bad about it. But she was just, like, banging off the wall, like, bing, and then go to the other side, and, like, bing, and just hitting the corners, and, like, I'm like, this shouldn't be funny to me, but it's kind of cracking me up. And that was kind of a problem throughout the whole movie. I didn't find, like, everything else was funny, but, like, for some reason it didn't hit me the way it was supposed to, so it didn't, it wasn't as effective on the scary front. But it was kind of interesting movie, like, I think it was okay. I think it's worth checking out. It's a couple of interesting shots there, and I was like, oh, that's pretty good. And I also saw Terrifier, which was with Art the Clown, which they just came out with Terrifier 2, which I heard is like, it's 2.5 hours, and it's like, it's so gory and fucked up that people are like passing out and throwing up in the in the fucking theater. Oh, wow. Which is amazing. But I watched the first one, and I've heard about it for years, but I think a few years, but I was kind of turned off because I was like, I don't really like the wicked gory, you know, it's too much.
Right.
Sometimes, you know. And what I heard about this movie was like, oh, man, I don't know if I can stomach that. But I watched it, and I don't know, I didn't find it that bad.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, I don't know if I'm just completely desensitized to it now, you know, but I mean, that's possible. It is kind of gory and fucked up, but I don't know. It didn't hit me like I was like, oh, that wasn't so bad. The new one is probably going to be rough, but hopefully I get to see that at some point. But as far as like a new horror icon, like the Art the Clown guy, like he's just fucking creepy. Like he looks, he's fucking scary. Look, and he's a fucking clown. This is scary. I mean, the movie wasn't scary, but I thought it. I dug. I thought it was interesting, and I really want to see the new one. So that was pretty good. Now, on my final movie I have is a movie called Deadstream, which I think is fairly new. It's on Shudder, and it's like a YouTube celebrity guy. He like does all these weird challenges and everything. And I guess he had a falling out because he wound up doing something with a homeless man, and like the guy got hurt and stuff, so he kind of, his reputation has been sullied a little there, so he's like trying to, his new thing is he's like, I'm afraid of ghosts, and he's like, I'm gonna stay in this house and film it. You know, he's like live streaming it. And it was weird. At the first, like, it's like a horror comedy kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And the comedy was completely at first was, I was like, the guy was totally cracking me up and I was digging it right out of the gate. And then, but then it started like it, like the humor kind of like stopped working for me almost as abruptly. And I don't know why, but I was still enjoying it, but something, I don't know, this wasn't working. Hmm. But by the end, it came back and I was back on board because I mean, I did have a quite a few good laughs watching it. But I really liked it. I thought it was really good. Like, I'm not really a found footagey guy. Like, you know, like I don't really.
Right, yeah.
There's a few that I've liked, but overall, I'm not a big fan of that usually. Mm-hmm. But this was pretty good. I mean, it's basically, there's like two people in the whole movie. Like, it's, you know, it's basically, for the most part, I mean, it's mainly that guy in this house, but I really liked it. It was a lot of fun.
Interesting.
And it was pretty fucking funny. There was some good stuff in there. Definitely a potential classic for sure. I would like to revisit that at some point. So yeah, so that's some of my horror fucking recommendations to make up for the week we lost.
Yeah, there we go. All right, excellent. Let's move on then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
And that means it's now time for our final segment, which means, of course, it is now time for
Keeps of the Freak Tour Review of the Week.
That's right. And this week, as part of our annual celebration, our annual month-long Halloween celebration, we watched the annual month-long Halloween celebration there. We watched the latest movie. We watched Halloween Ends, the latest movie in the Halloween franchise, and Jamie Lee Curtis's official last Halloween movie. She signed some kind of contract, but I don't know where. So here we go. This follows the last movie, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends. Of course, it just came out. It was written by it was based on characters created by John Carpenter, of course, written by Deborah Hill and others, and David Gordon Green.
Deborah Hill worked on the original.
Yeah,
right. General, I mean, she didn't.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I just saw that. It was written by Paul Brad Logan, Chris Bernier, Danny McBride, and David Gordon Green. And I forgot about that Danny McBride was involved. And it was directed by David Gordon Green. And, of course, it stars Jamie Lee Curtis, Andy Matichek, James Jude Courtney, and Rowan Campbell, and a host of others. And the basic plot of the movie is the saga of Michael Myers and Laurie Strode comes to a spine-chilling climax in this final installment of the trilogy. And before we begin, we do want to say that because this is a new movie, we will give you a spoiler warning because we are going to spoil the fuck out of this movie. Probably. Maybe. I guess. Excuse me. And so let us begin. Would you like to go first or shall I?
Well, I guess you could go first.
All right.
Or whatever you want to say first.
The first thing I am going to say is, I'm sorry, but this movie bored the fuck out of me. It really did. It was like...
Really?
Yeah. The movie is an hour and 51 minutes long. And first of all, we're lucky if we got like a half an hour of Michael Myers in it.
Oh, I don't even think that much.
Yeah, probably not even that. I think I'm being a little generous there. Yeah. And it revolved around. I don't even know how to put it. It revolved around. It seemed like Michael Myers and Laurie Strode were kind of guest starring in the movie in a way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, see, I was watching this because I decided to watch it pretty late and I kind of fell asleep and I rewound it and was watching it again. But I'm like, I don't know how I feel about it. I really don't. I don't think I was bored, but I just don't understand what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
In a way.
So the.
Like I,
go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
I was going to say, because a lot.
I was going to say, I've seen.
Wait. Right, go ahead.
The fuck?
Go.
No, you go. You can go ahead.
No, you go. No, you go.
Who's going?
You go.
Am I going?
You go.
Okay. All right. So, like, I've seen many people talking about it because everybody's polarized. You know, everybody's like, what the fuck? Some people are saying it's brilliant and the best fucking one. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck how I feel about it because I don't understand. Like, they're trying to use, like, the, I guess, the idea of evil, you know, takes different forms or lives on or is manifested through.
Sure, sure.
You know, like, there's supposed to be all these like, interesting ideas, but I'm like, I think the execution is, like, even with, like, last movie, Halloween Kills there, like, I think they were trying to say things, but the way the execution of it was so shitty that I was like, it felt like, why, like, I see you're trying to elevate it past the, you know, just a guy in a mask killing people, but I'm like,
right, but
I get it, but that's what it is,
right? And you that's know? What we want.
Especially, it's supposed to be the last movie. It's like, what? I don't understand. I don't understand the time jump of the 4 years, and then the movie spent this whole time introducing this character that I'm like, which I don't even know if I dislike that. It was interesting. It was something different. I will give it that. But I'm like, I don't. I mean, this is the third movie in the trilogy. It's just like, it's a weird,
right?
It's a weird place to introduce somebody.
See, that's,
that most of the movie is about.
Yeah, that's why I was.
And then the way that he's taken out of the movie, I'm like, what the fuck was the point of that?
I know, right? That's why I was bored because I didn't care about that character at all.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you're not on board with the character, then it's just going to be fucking painful to sit through.
Exactly.
But, like, I was kind of interesting, but it was like, okay, Laurie, I liked Laurie's character more because she seemed like she was actual fucking character instead of, like, Evil Dies Tonight!
Right.
You know, like, she had a little more going on there.
True.
But then with the granddaughter, it was like, okay, she just kind of falls in love with this guy, and then Jamie, you know, Laurie sees something in him that
right.
Reminds her of Michael, and
because she's an. But it's expert like,
what the
now,
fuck are we but doing? But it's just like, I think there's an interesting story there, but it's like as the last movie of the franchise for like supposedly. I mean, I'm sure it will come back, but
right.
It's just a weird fucking. It's a weird choice.
It is, yeah.
Like I'm trying to think, like if you had like the third movie of anything, and then you're like the main character. Characters are kind of in the background, and you start following a brand new person that is somewhat connected to the people. I don't know. It's just fucking weird.
Yeah.
It was definitely not expected. I will give it that. I was not expecting any of that shit.
Sure.
But it was like the Corey, I think his name was, right? Corey or something?
Yeah.
Like he got, like he was getting bullied, and then he fell off a bridge, and then... Michael's living in a fucking storm drain or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, pulls him in there, and he, like, wakes up, and Michael, like, grabs him, and they have, like, a moment where they're just kind of, like, I guess Michael, they felt, like, a connection, like, a kinship to him or something, so he didn't kill him. He just kind of...
I guess that's what happened?
And then he, like, runs out of there, but he doesn't tell anybody that he found Michael, or...
Right.
Even though he's, like, dating Laurie Strode's fucking granddaughter, and... it's just weird. Mm. And then he goes back to him, and he's kind of, like, mentoring him in a weird way, but...
Yeah.
Michael is, like, all fucked up, and he is living in a dream, but I'm like, I don't know what... I don't understand the angle there.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
And then at one point, the Corey guy, like, goes there and is like, you're just an old guy in a mask, and he fucking beats him up and takes his mask and goes off and, like, I don't know, that's just a weird... Like, I know that he is an old guy in a mask, but I'm like, I don't really need to see him be, you know, treated like... You know, like, I mean, it just shines a light on it and makes it kind of feel silly, but I'm like, well, that's what the whole thing has been.
Right.
Like, you know, Michael and the mask, but now they kind of take away any, they're like, yeah, you know, like, he's just an old guy in a fucking mask, fuck him.
Michael in a mask? Is that like Benny?
I'm taking the mask now. What?
I said Michael in the mask, is that like Benny and the Jets?
Michael in the mask. But it's like weird to see him just like kind of like kick his ass and take his mask.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, I got your hood. And then he like goes off and like is killing people that have wronged him wearing the Michael mask.
Oh, and those teenagers he went after were the most generic fucking characters.
Yeah. But it was like, I mean, he was kind of an outcast because he was responsible for killing a kid at the beginning. So everybody in the town was kind of against him.
Yeah, but was he?
But, he's technically was responsible, but I mean, it was an accident.
Right.
But I mean, it definitely affected his whole life after that because he was, you know.
Yeah.
Because everybody, you know, it's a small town, everybody knows. People think he's a monster or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I guess they're saying something about the environment creates a monster, you know, like, or...
Okay,
I don't know, like, yeah. I feel like it's trying to elevate shit past what it is, but I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. you don't need to do that. Especially not in the... You know, like, the first movie in the trilogy was kind of a return to form. There were some things I didn't like the whole Dr. Sartain shit was kind of goofy and like his doctor that fucking took the mask and you know that whole was fucking goofy and shit. But I thought it was a pretty overall solid entry.
Right.
Then Halloween Kills was like, I don't know what the fuck's happening. it felt like they didn't have an idea what they wanted to do. Like I thought they had like an idea for the first movie and the last movie, but they were just like, you know, Halloween Kills time. That's what we were calling it because that's been. That's what it felt like.
Right.
It's like, we know where it begins and we know where we want it to end, but in the middle we're like, I don't know. the dangers of the mob mentality and all that shit. And I don't know. Like, I felt like it's trying to say something, but I'm like, I don't feel like it did it in a good way.
No, yeah, exactly.
And so I think I might like this one better than Halloween Kills, which, I mean, I feel like I need to watch it again. Like, you know, like more to really get a clear idea of how I feel about it. Because I know I didn't hate it, but I don't understand it either.
Yeah. But when I think
as far as
about a closure.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, comparing it to Halloween Kills, like you just did, I guess I would have to say that I did like it better than Halloween Kills. So there's that.
Yeah, like Halloween Kills. Well, I mean, as far as Michael's stuff, it was better. But a lot of the character shit that they were doing, I was like, I don't like any of it.
Yeah.
I was going to rewatch that before I watched this, but I was like, yeah, I think I'm good. But, well, you know, it was interesting because I watched the director. I saw our interview with him today, and I was just curious to see, like, what was his thinking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like, you know, he just wanted to, you know, subvert expectations. And he's also like, all the writers, he said, everybody would go off in their own direction. And then they would come and meet up and discuss everything, that all the ideas they came up with, and then they would pick which one they liked better to kind of go down that road.
Hmm.
So, I mean, hearing him say that, I'm like, it seems like they were like, you know, somebody came up with how about if we make it about this guy, basically, and,
right.
You know, his, like, they're like, oh, that sounds interesting, because it's not what you would expect, and it's something different, which I get that, but at the same time, I'm like, it's just a weird, it's just being like, hey, we have the supposed last movie of Michael Myers,
right.
Which, you know, and we're going to completely sideline him and then make him kind of like an afterthought.
Yeah.
Because even like his actual death and everything was kind of, I don't know. I mean, it was kind of sad. It was just like, oh. But I mean, I guess that was the point, because they're just like, you know, he shouldn't be glorified, you know, because he's a fucking killer and whatever. But I mean, as far as what I'm looking for in a resolution, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, that was definitely not it.
But I mean, yeah, but like in all these movies, it always ends usually with the final person, you know, killing the person, right. Michael's died in every fucking movie pretty much, but this was supposed to be the definitive end.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he was just kind of, he was living like a fucking Ninja Turtle and the fucking, he was just living in a fucking train. And I'm like, and he was just always in his fucking mask, just chilling and the fucking.
I have so many questions about that, but how did he fucking, you know, what, was he eating rats? Was he, or maybe if he was living like a turtle, he ordered pizza all the time and then just killed the pizza guy? Who knows? I don't know.
Sauce. Get the sauce, bro. Yeah, like what the fuck? It's just a weird. It's like, why was there a time jump? Like, what the fuck was the point of that?
I know, right?
Because I guess originally it was going to be all one night, and then they changed that.
Oh, see, that would have.
And then they made a time jump. Yeah, that's what I think. That's would have been the better way to go,
right?
Because the last time we saw him, he got jumped by everybody. But then he like, you know, he got fucked up. But then he you know, did his Michael Myers shit and kicked everybody's fucking ass.
Right.
So, but then he was like, I guess, recouping in the sewer drain for 4 years.
That's a lot of recouping.
Which is just fucking weird.
It is.
And then there's that new guy comes in and kind of like reinvigorates him and like, because Laurie said something about like when he kills, it makes him stronger or whatever. So it was like that guy, like Michael was feeding off,
right?
You know, the energy from the new guy, like he was.
Mm.
And then they did like tag team fucking killing people. like how does that work? Like he doesn't talk or anything. Like how did you like? Yeah. Hey, we're gonna just, you want to come with me and we're gonna go kill these people? Like what? Like, I'll meet you there, or are you jumping on the back of my fucking bike, or what? Did he ride? Did him and Michael, Michael rode bitch on his bike?
I would like to have seen that.
I don't understand. Yeah, like, what did they, like, how do you coordinate with Michael Myers? Like, hey, we're going to meet here and take these people out, okay? And, like, and show me how to do it. And, you know, like, it was really fucking weird.
Yeah.
But what's even weirder is I don't know how I feel about any of it. I can't say that I hate it, but I don't know if I like it. But
I won't say I hated it, but I definitely did not like love it. I don't know.
I'm completely confused.
I know. But it's definitely not what I was hoping for.
Yeah, it's just a weird. I mean, I don't know what. I mean, the way it was going, it just seemed like. You know, and then they were marketing it as like, oh, this is the final stand here, the last hurrah. Like, because in the second movie, Laurie got stabbed and she was healing the whole time. So I figured she's getting back to a strong place and was ready for the final confrontation. But it was like, she was definitely ready, but I don't know. It just seemed like an afterthought.
Yeah.
In a weird way. Like, well. But I do like where she is in a place that she seems like she can, like, you know, has moved on and,
right, yeah,
you know, kind of a happy ending for, which,
yeah,
I'm okay with that, but
yeah, I agree with that.
Oh man, it's just fucking weird. It's a fucking weird movie. But, and I guess he's doing like a trilogy again. When I was, they were talking, I guess he's doing the Exorcist trilogy.
Really?
And he said, I guess it's going to be actually connected to the original fucking movie, because it's going to have Ellen Burstyn's going to be in it. She's going to be, you know, she was the mom, mm-hmm, in the original one,
right?
And he was talking about, like, oh, now, you know, catch up with her, you know, 50 years later, and I guess she's, you know, I don't know if he's going to do kind of like with Jamie Lee Curtis thing, like, if that's his new shtick, is like, I'm going to, mm-hmm, play with legacy characters and, like, famous, like, horror fucking franchises and just do weird, just fuck it up for the fuck of it. I don't know.
Hmm.
But he was mentioning, he didn't mention Linda Blair, but I'm like, which seems weird if you're going to, I don't know. It's fucking weird. I mean, I don't know if she's involved, but that's weird. Like, are we going to make a trilogy of, like, 50 years later of the Exorcist movies?
I know, right?
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. I don't know.
That's weird.
That is weird. I mean, Exorcist X sequels have not been great. But the third one is really good. I like the third one quite a bit.
Oh, really?
But other than that, yeah.
I've not seen it.
That movie is genuinely creepy. And it has, I don't like fucking jump scares, but this is the best jump scare.
Oh, yeah?
It's effective and it's perfect.
Huh.
And it doesn't feel cheap. And you're like, oh, shit. Like when you see it, like with the music cue and everything, it's like, holy fuck balls, that's not going to be good. It's like the only one I could think of that I actually really like.
Interesting.
Yeah, we should watch that at some point. That's maybe. Yeller.
Maybe.
It's good. Like most of the stuff is implied. You know, like they don't actually show a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually more effective, you know, usually.
Right, yeah. Definitely.
The ending gets a little eh, but I think it's fucking great. Like, I really like it a lot, actually. But anyway, so that's weird. Like, he's going to go off and do that, like, I guess next year, the first one that's going to be happening or something. So, I mean, I'm kind of interested, but it's just weird. So, yeah, I don't know if this was informative or helpful to anybody, but
I know, right? Well,
I don't even know what to say if I like it or I don't like it. I don't fucking know.
I guess there isn't a whole lot else we can say. But I don't. What do we do? I don't remember what we do because this is a newer movie. I don't think we do. We don't do like the keep it or sweep it, right?
Well, I guess this is if we recommend it or not. I guess.
Okay. Well,
which is basically keep or sweep, really. But
true. Do you recommend?
I do. I think you got to at least see it. You know, if you give a shit about any of this, you know.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Because of the.
I'll go with that. Yeah, I agree with that. If you've been watching the other ones and everything, then definitely check it out. But I don't know. Maybe you might feel differently about it, but I don't know. It was not what I was hoping for.
I think originally it was supposed to only had the idea for the one, and then because it did well, that they decided to, you know, stretch it out. Which,
right,
I think,
right, yeah.
It's, you could kind of tell that. That's what Halloween Kills felt like. I was like, "What you? There's not really too many,
yeah,
ideas here."
Again, you know, we both said that it is better than Halloween Kills, at least.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because there was things in there that were just fucking annoyed the shit out of me, and I was like, "Ugh."
Mm-hmm.
But see, I think they should have just did the one that when they came back. And then had it at the end there, it looked like he was trapped in the house and he fucking burned. And mm-hmm. I feel like if he left it there, we wouldn't have, there wouldn't have been too much lost. It would have been, okay, that was their final thing and they got together and she trapped him and fucking killed his ass. That would have been a perfectly fine ending.
Right. I agree.
And a little more, a little more of a, like a better send off anyway than.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, what can you do? Eh? Just wait for the next one. Because there will be.
Well, I guess that's it then. Not much else to say. I guess we'll wrap it up. So is there anything else you wanted to add before we wrapped up?
No, not that I can think of.
Well, all right then. That means, of course, we do want to thank you all for listening to our special, the beginning of our special Halloween month-long hoopla-doo, whoop-de-ding-dong stuff there. And, you know, we'll see what next week brings. I can't wait to find out. Woohoo! But, do you actually know yet, or are we still going to?
Well, I do have a list, actually, okay. But.
Well, you don't have to tell anybody what's on it yet, but I was just wondering if you have stuff or not.
I got stuff.
Oh, so there you have it, folks. That's going to do it for us. So remember, he's Chris. I'm Derek. We are the Keepers of the Fringe. And in the immortal words of Eric Cartman.
Great, you guys. I'm going home.
Good night, little kids.
That was weird.
Good night, bitches.
Good night.
But Cartman, we're trying to... Screw you guys.
We like movies.
That's a good start.